From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush's meeting today with European Union leaders came at an intense time. The EU is struggling with a constitutional and fiscal crisis. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that could strengthen the hand of British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
At the first conference of the European movement in The Hague, which I covered in 1948, Winston Churchill called for the creation of a United States of Europe to bring peace to a war-ravaged continent. But Churchill and Britain were not willing to cede full sovereignty to such a union. Instead, Britain remained wedded to serving as an Atlantic bridge to America. In the end, Britain did join the European Union, but not until 1973. Now, in the wake of the breakdown of the Brussels summit in an angry dispute over constitution and budget, Britain is seeking once more to play a special role in Europe. The signs are favorable. Britain is in better shape economically than France or Germany. Prime Minister Tony Blair, despite his shrunken parliamentary majority, is in better shape with his electorate than either President Jacques Chirac or Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. And for Blair, the battle over European Union farm subsidies must be a welcome change from having to explain his support of the Iraq invasion. An opinion poll in Britain over the weekend showed Blair supported by almost three-quarters of British voters in his battle with his continental partners. Blair also has some coincidences in the calendar working for him. On July 1st, he assumes the rotating presidency of the European Union. On July 6th, he plays host to the summit in Scotland of the G8, the eight major industrial powers. At that meeting, President Bush is likely to hear a lot about Kyoto and climate change, calculated to further endear Blair to his constituents. But the threatened fracture of a Europe grown to 25 states will not go away. There is even some talk, not yet serious, about a rollback from the euro to the abandoned national currencies. Britain never did switch from sterling to the euro. But this looks like Tony Blair's hour on the world stage. And he undoubtedly expects some support from President Bush, who owes him one, maybe a couple. This is Daniel Shore.